Welcome to the big show.
Eat, cut, go, fall, away.
Oh, America, are you serious? It is showtime, baby. Here we go. Red Jam Slam.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are here live in Majestic Yellow Jacket Stadium. I, of course, am the host with the most, Perry Ellis, and I'm joined by, finally,
Doc.
Oh, what's up, Doc? You know, I'd say that every week. It's not even funny. It wasn't funny the first time, and it's not funny the 10th time. But nonetheless, we are here for the final 32-4A district matchup between the Ed Cal Chelsea Yellow Jackets and the Gladiators of Roma. And, very quickly, predictions about tonight's ball game. What do you think?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that just more than likely, barring some kind of bizarre happening, that the Jackets should take this one easily. The only question is when the coaching staff will decide to take out the starters and get ready for the playoff season.
Well, I think it's a pretty easy question to answer. It'll all depend on how the Yellow Jacket defense does. You know, think back to last week against the Huskies. The Huskies obviously with a potent offense, putting up points there in that first half against the Yellow Jacket defense. And Solis felt that it was not he didn't feel comfortable enough to remove him until the start of the fourth quarter. It wasn't until that point you saw that the starters come out. So it'll depend, I think, on the defense, whether they come out at halftime or whether they come out after the third quarter.
Yeah, definitely. You want to check in a game like this, heading into the playoffs, you know, sharpness, lack of penalties or lack thereof, execution. You want to look sharp and focused and come right out of the gates fast. So I think that's really the main thing to look for today in this game.
Well, I'm going to throw my prediction out there. I'm going to say that, you know, that it's... maybe in preparation of next week, we're not going to see as a high-scoring offense as we saw last week. I'm giving the Jackets 38, and Roma, I think, is a sneaky team. You know, you can't underestimate them by no means. I know they – do they still have that quarterback that was a sophomore, the white kid?
I don't know. They've kind of, like a lot of teams, the Jackets kind of been kind of Jekyll and Hyde. They've looked great some weeks, you know, playing a very close competitive game with Mercedes and Mission Eagles. Then they come out and lose, like, by 30 to veterans, so – it's hard to tell what team shows up. If that Mercedes team that faced Mercedes shows up, maybe it'll be closer than we expect. If that team that showed up its veterans, well, then it could get ugly pretty fast.
Well, I'm calling a 38-14 Ed Cal Chelsea advantage here. Any numbers you'd like to throw out there?
Well, I'd like to remind everybody that I did predict PSGA North to beat Harlingen, even though people thought it was crazy. But that being said, I will probably predict maybe a 56-14 Jacket victory.
All right. Well, you know, looking over here to the game clock, I see 6 minutes and 18 seconds before kickoff for tonight. This is also the time for our national anthem. So we'll go ahead and get ready for that. And once again, you know, I'm looking over here and look at the small number of players that we have. Now, Roma, of course, is not a big team either. I mean, they're carrying about maybe 35 guys, right?
Yeah, the Jackets don't appear to be carrying very many more, though.
We'll be right back.
When it comes to our photography needs, EEJackets.com turns to JBR Digital Imaging. Servicing the Mid-Valley for several years now, JBR Digital is owned and operated by George E. Sines, EE grad of 76. Fulfill your photography needs by contacting JBR Digital at 956-499-6374 or by sending an email to jbrdigital@yahoo.com. JBR Digital is a proud sponsor of Ed Calchesa Sports Radio. We are back here live at the Yellow Jacket Stadium for this Week 10 matchup between the Ed Calchesa Yellow Jackets and the Roma Gladiators. Game clock shows 3 minutes before kickoff. And we just went through the presentation of the colors. What are your impressions? What do you think?
Oh, nothing much. Just getting ready here again. Like I said, heading into the playoffs, we want to see the team look sharp. We want to see little to no penalties. I want to see good execution. You know, I don't want to see any fumbles or missed handoffs or anything, blown coverages. You basically want to look sharp heading into the postseason.
And looking over to the sideline, I see a massive amount of players. Appears to be all these seniors, if I'm correct. And, of course, that's usually something you tend to see on the final game of the season. You have the seniors there as honorary captains. But it appears that the four main captains for the Yellow Jackets will be number 14, Artie Tanguma, number 42, Tony Sanchez, number 26, Felix Garcia, and number 3, Joseph Garcia.
Well, you know, and looking ahead to next season, I know it's early, but looking ahead to next season, just looking at this lineup, probably be a lot. Jackets will apparently be a young team next year, it looks like, with all the number of seniors graduating.
Yeah, indeed. That has been the core of this Yellow Jacket team, the fact that there were, I want to say, 9 or 10 returning starters on the offensive unit, and an equally impressive number of returning starters on the defense as well. So, they're going to lose a lot of talent. And, one of the things they say about EdCouch is that they never rebuild. They just reload. But I think next year is definitely going to be a rebuilding year for the Yellow Jackets.
Definitely looks that way.
Yep, the Yellow Jackets have won the toss, and they will be receiving the ball. And our game is set to start pretty soon.
Yeah, as we said throughout the year, Solis is one of those rare coaches who likes to win the toss and receive. Most coaches elect to defer to the second half, but Solis is unique in a certain way in that respect.
I would have to agree with him, you know, especially when you have a high-put offense. You know, if you have a really good defense, a high-output offense, that is. If you have a really good defense, you definitely want to get the defense out there to set the tone and set the momentum for on your favor. But the fact that the Jackets are scoring, probably 30, 40 points on average a game, get your offense out there first. Well, you know, it's going to be an interesting set of events tonight, especially during the halftime. I know that there is a band function going on. I believe that they mentioned the band band sweethearts and so forth. And I know that the junior high band here for the Jackets is sitting over there on the visiting side. So they may be performing tonight as well. And I believe also the mariachi group. The junior high mariachi is top notch, man. So that'll be great if we can get to see them perform. Well, here come the Yellow Jackets from their inflatable. And with a nice, calm jog, definitely a sign of confidence, they meet at the 40-yard line, and this game is almost set to begin. Do want to welcome those of you that are tuning in. You are listening to Ed Calchesa Sports Radio. Today's ball game, a Week 10 matchup between the Ed Calchesa Yellow Jackets and the Roma Gladiators. Here we are broadcasting from Ed Calchesa, Texas, or actually Elsa, Texas, at Yellow Jacket Stadium.
Just a quick note about the 4A football in the Valley. Veterans last night, for those of you who are not aware, lost in a double overtime game to West Echo East, which likely makes it the second year in a row that they do not make the playoffs based on their last possession of the season.
Double overtime game.
Right, and if you recall last year, Jacket fans remember that the Jackets knocked out the Patriots by beating them with about 17 seconds left on the clock. a pass from Eric Daniels to crush, Roger Garcia.
To crush their hopes.
So, you know, clear some heartbreak for the veterans, the Patriots.
The Patriots are one of those teams that just, you know, so many close games. They played us close. They played West Louis close. And they just fell short. Talking about the quarterback for Roma, Edward Shuffleban, senior quarterback, definitely has shown a lot of potential for the Gladiators, but appears not to be in the ballgame today. Well, the kickoff received at about the 30-yard line. Correction, the 20-yard line. It appears that it was number 11, Ismael Morales, on the carry. Gets the ball up to about the 31-yard line. Should be about an 11-yard return.
Jackets with decent field position on their first possession. It'll be first and 10 from about their own 37-yard line.
32-yard line.
Excuse me, 32-yard line. Got ahead of myself there. They'll be 37 soon enough.
And the Yellow Jackets coming out in their tight formation, their A-set formation. And looking to probably run the ball early.
Likely.
Well, quarterback sneak on the first play, and he just finds a huge gap right through the middle. Outruns a couple Roma Gladiators and just takes it for a nice gain, close to about 14, maybe 15-yard gain. Takes the ball to the 48-yard line.
Jack is looking like they're going to stick with that running game to start things off.
Well, I'm sure that was an audible on the line. I don't think on a first down play, first play of the game, you would call a quarterback sneak. Once again, with the keeper. Was that an option play there? I missed it.
I think it believed looked like cornerback, a keeper design. Look like a play by design.
Like a follow.
Right.
Probably a follow there, and Nino once again keeping the ball, and gets to the Roma Gladiator territory to the 40, a pickup of 12 yards there. For quarterback Nino. So within the first two plays, Nino already has 28 yards.
Well, you know, this is one of the first rushing years in a while that the Jackets really haven't had a feature back. Nino has really kind of made the feature back serve that role, but he is a quarterback, as you know.
And on first down, number 21, I believe 21 is Brandon Martinez. Number 21, Brandon Martinez, on the carry there, running for some tough yards. Gets to about the 32-yard line, pick up about 8 yards. It'll bring up a second and 2.
You know, by the looks of it, it looks like the staff was intent on working on the running game this game, and so far so good for the Jackets.
Hand off to Roger. Nowhere to go. He's going to be tackled for a significant loss. And here comes some dirty laundry from the referees.
Could be a face mask, perhaps, possibly, or a hold.
You know, one of the things that I've just noticed is you haven't really seen, you know, Rodgers had a couple of good games, and he just hasn't been running with a lot of confidence.
And it is holding. Roma appears to be taking the penalty. It is a spot foul, so I believe it will be second and about 12. We will replay the down. Yeah, so that was like I was saying earlier, you know, usually the Jackets have a feature back that they always go to, but this year Nino's kind of filled that role as a quarterback, as a feature back. So we shall see what happened. Ari Danguma getting the play from the staff and heading back to the huddle. It'll be a loss of 10 with a penalty. It'll be replay second down. It will be second and 12 from the Gladiator 42-yard line.
And looks like the Jackets are opening up their offensive formations a little bit, going to a bunch to the right, shotgun formation. Quarterback keeper runs to the right-hand side there with the bunch formation as the lead blockers gets close to about the 37-yard line. Pick up a 5 for Nino.
And Nino carrying the load so far, as he has done much of the season.
Third down play. Third and about 7, maybe a long 8. Or excuse me, a short 8, long 7. As Nino drops back to pass, has Cisneros open, and he's able to convert the reception. Good enough for the first down and some. As he is finally pushed out of bounds near the, what appears to be maybe the 21-yard line.
You know, we've seen stuff like that the whole year, and it's just like you gotta wonder what's up with Valley secondaries. I mean, seriously, we've seen guys open by 5 yards the whole season.
You know, it's one of those things where you just, I think the Jackets do a really, really well, their receiving core, that is, they do a really well job of blocking downfield. So I think it's the secondary one, number one, doesn't anticipate them to be going out for a pass. I think they're just going to block, especially with that tight formation. As I was on first and 10 from the 22, Jackets in a spread formation. Nino back to pass, has to scramble up the middle. Passes the line of scrimmage and maybe picks up a couple yards, getting to about the 19-yard line. Officially a gain of 3 yards, bring up a second down and 7.
Jackets entering the red zone in their first drive of the game.
Well, the clock continues to run. 9 minutes now remaining here in this first quarter, as the Jackets have slowly eaten up 3 minutes of the clock.
Roma, look, second down. Look, they were set. And Roger makes him pay. Appeared to be some confusion there on the Roma defense. They seemed misaligned. And with a quick toss, the Jackets took advantage of that with a big gain for a first down, where it will be first and goal from the 9-yard line. Jackets seemingly moving at will on this opening drive. Jackets coming out in a spread formation. Daguma spread wide to the right of the field. This is where he likes to shine and score touchdowns here. They are motioning, could be singling him out.
Nino back to pass, hits his receiver, going to fight it into the end zone. Touchdown for Alex Cisneros. And you know, that's the debut of Alex Cisneros. He's been out for the last couple weeks with an injury. And in his first game back since his injury, comes up big with the first touchdown of the night for the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, with the exception of one hiccup there and a handoff a while back, about the 30-yard line, the Jackets are seemingly moved at will against this Roma defense.
Well, if that's any indication of the way that tonight's going to go, it's going to definitely be a long game for the Gladiators, as Miguel Garcia lines up to kick the extra point, the snap, the hold, the kick, it's up. It is good. So with 8 minutes and 38 seconds remaining in the first quarter, Yellow Jackets strike blood first, 7-0 over the Gladiators. We'll take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio.
Baseball, football, basketball, soccer, even if we had swimming or underwater basket weaving, we would cover it on EEJackets.com.
EEJackets.com, your number one sports authority for everything. Ed Calchelsa.
And we are back. We're praying for the kickoff. Roma lined up to receive the kickoff. And the ball is in the air.
Ball will be caught at about the 1 yard line. Roma will take it past the 10, past the 15, still on his feet. Going to break the 30 to the 40. One man to beat, the kicker. And the, Miguel Garcia doing a nice job pushing him out of bounds, but not before he gets to midfield. So officially, it'll probably be about a 49, 48 yard return.
Wow, nifty return. Some nifty moves there by the Roma returner.
And it's just one of those things where I think some of the players lit up. They thought he was going to be brought down. You saw about two or three guys on him, and they looked like they were going to bring him down. They just didn't. And he kept pumping his feet.
You really don't want to see that, because it won't matter much in this game, but in the postseason, something like that will cost you. Roma in a spread formation trips to the left side of the field at midfield. Empty formation, excuse me.
Fumble on the first play. Georgi Vodic is going to pick it up. And a huge turnover for the Gladiators before they could even get started.
Well, opportunistic defense. Certainly the staff of the Jackets happy to see that heading to the postseason.
So I need to write down this information, because I always forget who gets the fumbles and interceptions. So I'm going to put this down here. George Vargas
as Jackets take over in Gladiator territory at the 49-yard line, where it'll be first and 10. Jackets come out in a slot formation, appearing to want, seemingly want to work on that running game. Mino appears to be audibling on the line of scrimmage.
Handoff up the middle. Ball carrier number 20. Not sure who that is. Got to check to my roster.
Nice gain there of about 8. It'll be 2nd and 2 from the Gladiator 41-yard line. Jackets on the move again.
And it's an interesting array of ball carriers for the Yellow Jackets. We've seen Brandon Martinez, Roger Garcia, and now Ryan Castillo carrying the ball for the Yellow Jackets as it'll bring up a 2nd and about 2. And it'll be another handoff, this time to Roger, and unable to break the line of scrimmage.
Kind of looked like a trap play there, which was disturbed by penetration from the Roma Gladiator defensive lineman. You know, when you have pulling guards on a trap or any kind of sweep, penetration will kill that play.
And that that looked like the classic defensive line play of a legendary coach that used to be at Roma. Coach Refugio Zavala, I think maybe some of those Gladiator defensive linemen who were coached under him still might remember some of the technique he taught them.
Perhaps. Trips. Roger Garcia in motion.
Nino back to pass. Has the receiver open. It appears to be number 12, Jesse Jalomo. Still on his feet, fighting for yards. Finally brought down near the 29-yard line. Close to about a 15-yard pickup for Jesse Jalomo.
Jackets on the move again already at the Gladiator 29-yard line in a double formation out of the spread.
And another pass completion, this time to number 14, Artie Tanguma. And that spot's going to appear to be near the first down marker, although it will not be enough.
Things getting kind of chippy out there early on. Referees take control early. Second and 1. Jackets already in the red zone at the Gladiator 20. After a gain of 9 on the reception by Artie Tanguma. Spread formation again. Inyo in the gun. Empty. 3 receivers on the right side of the field.
Again, Nino back to pass on a screen play.
Dangerous pass there. Kind of batted around in the air, but falls harmlessly to the ground. It'll be 3rd and 1 for the Jackets at the Gladiator 20-yard line. Kind of setting up that, some call the rocket screen, some call the jailbreak screen. Some kind of perhaps a little confusion or misalignment. The ball was not in the place where the receiver expected it. And it will be 3rd and 1. Jackets sticking with the spread. Came in with a short yardage. Doubles formation. 2 receivers on each side. Nino in the gun.
It's a quarterback draw. Nino with a first down. Plus a little bit extra. About a 4, maybe 5-yard pickup there for Nino.
Well, veterans had some success bringing the house, as they say, with the blitzes. And no team has really, to my surprise, has tried to emulate that strategy. I think I noticed Roma rushing 3, and that's just not going to get the job done when you're facing a quarterback like Eric Nino.
5 minutes and 25 seconds, as on first down, Nino drops back to pass, has another receiver open. This time it is number 81, Alex Cisneros. Small pickup for Cisneros there.
Well, Roma seems to be playing a zone, but there's all kinds of holes in there. It'd be interesting to see to see if they decide to switch to maybe a man kind of coverage, because this zone is getting picked apart.
Well, defenses have done to have success against the Jacket is put pressure on the offensive unit, and if Roma, who's pretty much been coming with that 4-man front, is not going to have much success if they don't put that pressure.
Roma spreads to the wide. Keep an eye on him. No, it's a quick toss, a screen type of play. Modest gain of about 3 or 4 yards. It will be 3rd and 6. Jackets can get a first down without scoring a touchdown.
So once again, Cisneros on the reception. It'll bring up about a 3rd and 6. Correction, third and about seven, maybe, from the 12-yard line. 4 minutes and 15 seconds here remaining in the first quarter. And what has been kind of a slow game so far.
A little sluggish, it appears. Ari Laguma spread wide to the right side in a one-on-one situation. Oh, no, now safety comes over.
Nino, back to pass from the shotgun, has the receiver open, touchdown. Number 12, Jesse Halomo with the touchdown reception. It will be tapped down or tabulated as a 14-yard touchdown reception.
Well, you
know, excuse me, a 12-yard, 12-yard.
You know, your fear on a game like this is that, you know, obviously there was Nino threw the ball over. Two linebackers there appeared to be. You know, that'll work against Loma. You're afraid that he may get too comfortable to do that against a better team, and that might not work against a better team. But I guess we'll find out in these coming weeks, won't we?
Well, definitely. Well, lined up for the PAT, Miguel Garcia, the kicker. Snap, the hold, the kick, it's up, and it is good. So your score here with 3 minutes and 55 seconds remaining in the first quarter is 14-0 in favor of the Ed Cal Chelsea Yellow Jackets.
Miguel Garcia continuing his outstanding year, and it would be my vote for the district best kicker, maybe perhaps even an All-Valley selection for kicker, in my opinion.
Well, let's take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio.
Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio, brought to you by CV the Hispanic Titanic, alongside with the host, with the most, Perry Ellis, bringing you games live from the high.
Can't make the big Yellow Jacket game this weekend? Don't worry. Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio has you covered. Working in conjunction with EEJackets.com, Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio is working to broadcast all the big Ed Cal Chelsea sporting events over the internet. Visit www.
We are back live here at Ed Cal Chelsea, Texas, for this 32-4A matchup, and the Yellow Jackets just scored their second touchdown of the evening and finished kicking the ball off. A not quite a 48-yard return by Roma like the previous attempt. This one a shorter, maybe about a 12, 14. Not exactly sure. I'm just making up that number. But the ball will be spotted at the 20-yard line, first and 10 for the Gladiators.
Okay, Roma again sticking with that empty set. Number 14 appears to be under center for the Gladiators. Three receivers to the right side of the field. A quick toss. And it's intercepted.
And
all kinds of room there if that ball was caught successfully. But
well, you know, it's Gladiators now have two plays, two turnovers.
My 56-14 prediction looking pretty good right now.
Well, you know, 14 if may seem, you know, plausible. We might see a lot of young players come in and you know, that could lead to some points there. But nonetheless, the Jackets do get the turnover, and they will take possession of the ball, first and 10 from the 16-yard line. And right now, the Gladiators are just making this way too easy for a team that doesn't need it to be this easy.
Yeah, you know, it's end of the year. Perhaps they just want to get, I mean, you hate to say this, but, you know, maybe they just want to get the season over. I mean, I don't know. We do not know. We do not know anybody of the, or any of the players. You hope that's not the case. You know, I'm sure these kids work hard during the year. But, you know, there seems to be a sluggish effort on both sides of the sideline, even by the dominating Jackets so far.
Well, Roger will get the initial handoff, and he will take the ball to the 12-yard line.
You know, I want to note, I don't think the fans at home saw this. When Roma came out of their little inflatable, I mean, they practically jogged out and did not do a pile-up or so. I mean, I don't know why that is. I don't know if it's a coach policy. But, you know, it seemed a little lackluster when they came out of the tunnel, and it seems to have translated onto the field.
Well, flag flies out before the play could, before the play gets off. And not sure what the confusion is.
Dead ball. It could be either motion or referee pointing to. Delay of game, perhaps. Illegal motion. I don't know what happened. Perhaps it looked like called one of the receivers. Perhaps he moved too far forward or something. We do not know. All we know is the line just through the flag. It will now be second and about 11, maybe 12, from the Gladiator 18-yard line. The Jackets poised to score yet again.
Where's the ball? Nothing.
Right hash mark. A jet sweep kind of play. Rogers seems to have a lane. Closed up pretty fast, but he does get a decent 5-yard gain. Well, that appeared open for a big play, but it closed pretty fast. Credit to Roma defense for closing it up pretty fast. It appears they are putting up a good effort. So that's good to see from that team. Finishing out the year strong, that's what you want to see.
Definitely, definitely. Well, 2.5 minutes here remaining in the first quarter as the clock continues to run. Jackets obviously in no rush here. They do have a third and about 7, so they do manage to get the 5 yards back from the previous penalty, and we'll have the similar position of the ball.
Motion to Trips. Neil drops back, has plenty of all kinds of field in front of him, makes a move, could hit the end zone, and he does. A run typical by Nino standards, just kind of dodged several defenders and waltzes into the end zone, tiptoes, ripper dances, whatever analogy you want to use.
And that, of course, is Nino's 17th rushing touchdown of the regular season. Nino, of course, coming into tonight's ball game with 1,030 yards. He did break the 1,000-yard mark rushing the year before, and that's pretty astounding, pretty impressive for a quarterback. You don't see that too often.
It's really been a joy. Hope all you fans who have had the chance to see him and really enjoyed his performance this season, because you're not going to see very many like that in your lifetime.
Indeed, indeed. As the PAT attempt by Miguel Garcia is up and good. So with 1 minute and 52 seconds remaining in the first quarter, your score, Ed Calchosa 21, Roma 0.
Is he
going to
be a 2,000, 1,000 man?
Well, we'll use this as an opportunity to take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to Ed Calchosa Sports Radio.
Want to know what happened in tonight's game? Look online at eejackets.com for stats, highlights, pictures, and more. Again, brought to you by eejackets.com, the unofficial website of the Yellow Jackets.
EEJackets.com, your number one sports authority for everything. Ed Calchosa.
We are back here, and the Yellow Jackets have kicked the ball off. Mercedes with a short return will take possession once again at the 20-yard line. So Roma with their third possession of tonight. I said Mercedes because I was just commenting on what one of our posters just posted. EE Powerhouse giving us a little update here from the Mercedes La Jolla Juarez game. 15-14 with 9 minutes left in the first quarter. I don't believe it.
In the first quarter?
In the first quarter. Wow.
We got an arena game breaking out over there.
Well, on first down, a sweep, jet sweep to the right. Number 20 for the Gladiators. And finally, the Roma Gladiators able to get a playoff without committing a turnover. And it goes for a loss. A loss of about 1 yard. It appeared to be number 78, Louis Garcia, on the tackle. Brings up a second and 11 from the 19 for the Gladiators.
-2 yards.
And empty set for the Gladiators. Three receivers to the left side of the field. Has a screen, has all kinds of room.
Oh, missed tackle there by one of the secondary men for the Jackets. The kind of missed tackles you don't like to see.
Well, he had all kinds of room there on the, that empty formation kind of gives people some problems sometimes. I'm sure the staff will get on the little whiteboard there. And
did you get to see the Roma Gladiator receiver?
Third.
9-yard line.
third and one, Roma could get a first down, which would be kind of a small moral victory the way things have gone so far. And they do appear to be going under center.
Look for the quarterback sneak.
Is a wise move in this situation. Quick handoff.
And unable to get back to the line of scrimmage is number 42. Tony Sanchez coming in there, hitting, putting a hit there. Tony, of course, known as the hitman for justifiable reason. As the Gladiators will not get the first down, it'll bring up a fourth and one, and it appears that the punting unit for the Gladiators will be coming onto the field.
Well, you know, that's the case with a young man. I know he's a young kid, but he has to know where the chains are. Just run forward, get the 1 yard, and get a first down. Kind of dancing too much there, and if you dance against this defense, you're going to find yourself slammed to the ground pretty fast.
Well, the ball will be spotted at the 19-yard line. Gladiators with a spread punt formation. The ball gets off safely. A nice punt going to be fielded near the 38-yard line by Roger Garcia, and he is going to be immediately tackled for a couple-yard loss.
Nice coverage by number 4, Ronnie Gatza, for the Gladiators.
Officially, it will be a 44-yard punt for the Gladiators. Jackets take over, first and 10 from the 36-yard line.
And this will easily be the last play of the first quarter.
Well, pending a incomplete pass.
There's 2 seconds left.
Is it? Oh, I thought it was 20. That tenth of a second part of it threw
maybe
me off.
Maybe he'll spike the ball. 1 second left. Jack is coming out of the spread for what will be the last play of the first quarter. Doubles formation. Nino in the shotgun.
Back to pass. Has some time to throw. Number 11 on the intended receiver, but it goes in and out of his hands, unable to hang on to the pass. You know, one of the things I've noticed, though, and you saw it right now, you saw it with that screenplay. I have to say, from the beginning of the season to now, quarterback Eric Nino throwing with a lot more authority. I mean, that ball, for example, had zip.
That is true, although he did throw into a lot of traffic.
Well, you know, that, I mean,
and like I said, you know, it's not going to matter this game, obviously, but down the line.
Well, but I think it boils down to confidence as well, you know, because if you look at his statistics, and this, of course, his statistics are available at eejackets.com. You know, he's passing at a very high completion rate. He's near 60-70% completion. He has 156 attempts with 97 completions. I mean, that's over 50% completion. So, you know, you got to admit that he probably has confidence right now, and he feels that he can make those passes, thread the needle and you know, through the small window and make those completions.
Jack is in the spread. Two receivers on each side.
Nino fakes the handoff. No, it's a give. Roger Garcia with some room to run.
Garcia finally breaks loose to the Gladiator 47. A gain of close to 20. So Roger finally cutting loose a little bit and getting a big game. Gain of 18. We're now in Gladiator territory at the 46-yard line. First and 10.
And, of course, our statistical information coming from the guru of the Mid-Valley Town Crier, John Cannon. Want to throw out a thanks and a shout-out to him for all he's doing to help us out. First down, a pass attempt. It's complete to number 14, R.D. Thanguma. Maybe a pick of about 7 or 8 yards.
A 7-yard reception by R.D. Thanguma on a kind of a post route or a deep slant. It'll be second and about 3.
How many yards rushing? He's got to have probably 4. Wow. So he's pretty much has the entire offense. 11 minutes here remaining in the second quarter. Spread formation, Nino shotgun. Back to pass. Plenty of time to throw. Has a receiver open. Number 12, Jesse Halomo on the reception. Pushed out of bounds near the 18-yard line.
Halomo running what's known in the business as a smash route. A gain of 21 in the corner. Safety did not come over for the Gladiators for whatever reason.
number 12 on the reception.
They did appear to be manned up there, if I'm not mistaken. So it looks like they're already kind of changing strategy.
Oh, they're making the adjustment there to the man, and not quite as successful as I'm sure they would have hoped. First and 10, tight formation as we have a receiver in motion. Handoff to number 20. And on the carry, number 20, Ryan Castillo, fights for some tough yards up the middle. Appears that he may pick up 5 or 6 yards. Benny Layton coming on the PA system, making the announcement that the freshman football team, district champs as of last night. Congratulations to them, finishing undefeated in district play with a final record of 8-2. Second and about 4. Handoff to Roger Garcia. Dances to left, to the right. Could get into the end zone. Oh, tackled just short. But we'll get the first down here as the ball will be spot near the 2-yard line.
Roger unable to find much room in the tight formation, but in the spread formation, he has had 2 big runs already. So perhaps the Jackets have found a little niche for Roger there.
And Roger with 5 carries so far for 35 yards. And the big thing that's concerning me, he got his first rushing touchdown of the season last week. I'd like to see him get his second.
That's a remarkable stat there.
Tight formation. Number 20, Ryan Castillo, and he is...
No signal yet from the referee. And it is a touchdown.
He is given the touchdown. Ryan Castillo on the boards with his own touchdown. Of course, Ryan Castillo just being moved up this past week to the varsity. Ryan Castillo did spend most of the season as the back for the JV and immediately seen some action so far in his varsity debut. Miguel Garcia lined up for the PAT. The kick is up, and there's a hand on it. It is blocked, and Roma's going to try to return it, but he's going to go out of bounds. And it will be chalked up as a new good.
The Gladiators finally have something go their way, make a good play finally in this game. But it is still an overwhelming 27-0 lead for the Jackets with still 9:16 remaining in the first half.
Well, we'll take a quick pause. You are listening to Wit Cal Chelsea Sports Radio.
EEJackets.com, your number one sports authority for everything at Cal Chelsea.
Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio, brought to you by CB the Hispanic Titanic, alongside with the host with the most, Perry Ellis, bringing you games live from the Hive.
We are back live here at Elsa, Texas, Yellow Jacket Stadium in a nipply night. It's a bit nippy. As Miguel Garcia lines to kick the ball off, it's a squib kick. Ball will be picked up at about the 14-yard line. Fakes the reverse. Roma with some room to run. Breaks the 30 to the 40. And finally brought out of bounds. Near the 48-yard line. Wow, what a return.
Another big return there. Definitely, you know, the Jacket staff cannot be happy with those two returns given
up. Well, see, historically, one of the things that the Jackets have done is they tend to put their second teamers in the special teams. And, you know, it's in critical, crucial games, it's led to block punts, it's led to big returns and stuff like that. And you know, sometimes, I mean, you want to give your second teamers an opportunity, but sometimes you just have your big boys in there.
Yeah, empty formation again for the Gladiators. Fake, a man wide open. Wow, touchdown, but the quarterback led him too far out of bounds.
And a correction there on the spot. I said 48. It was a spot at the 45 in Yellow Jacket territory. And as you said, man, it was an obvious break in the coverage there as it was a receiver downfield uncovered.
24-yard
gain. It's a 24-yard. No. See, 10, 20,
30,
34. 34-yard gain. 34-yard gain to a 21. Kind of looked like confusion. The safety did not come over, and the man was wide open. Would have scored if not for being stumbling out of bounds.
Well, the ball spot at about the 21-yard line, and a quick bubble pass, but not really much room to run there for the ball carrier. It appears to be number 20 for the Gladiators. Maybe about a pickup of one. It'll bring up second and 9 for the Gladiators.
He appeared to have a lot of room there, but it did close up pretty fast.
Second and 9. And going to the open set. No backs in the backfield. 5 receivers. And another bubble pass, this time to number 8. And, oh, that should be a block in the back. Oh, man. Unbelievable they didn't call that. But appeared to be a block in the back by the Gladiator receiver. But no call. And with that, it is a pickup of close to about 7 yards. It'll bring up a third and maybe about 2.
Appears to be a measurement coming up on the referee.
Oh, you're right. I was looking over there.
Roma finally easily has our best drive of the game going so far through the air.
Yeah.
And it was a first down. It'll be first. It's still first and 10 from the Jacket 11. The Gladiators can get a first down if they go to the 1 yard line. So Gladiators finally get something going with 8 minutes left in the first half. Under center for the quarterback for the Gladiators. Kind of a double slot formation. Toss to no room, it appears like.
And Felix Garcia is going to shut that down for a huge loss as he just runs the ball carrier out of bounds in the direction that the ball carrier never wants to go, which is backwards.
Yeah, the Gladiators finally get something going, and now they're heading in the wrong direction. It'll be a loss of 9, back to the 20-yard line. It'll be 2nd and 19 for the Gladiators.
Yellow Jacket defense coming up pretty good there, posting negative 11 yards, of course, giving up a big 34-yard pass reception to the Gladiators. As on 2nd down, we see a GT play, and number 56... John Castillo is just going to come out of nowhere from the backside tackle position. It was a GT play where both guard and tackle from the right-hand side pulled and tried to lead block for the ball carrier, but John Castillo from that backside tackle position, just too quick, manages to break between the guard and tackle and make the tackle.
It looked like either possibly a blown assignment or probably a misread by the quarterback, who should have kept the ball perhaps and taken it himself to the right side of the field. Roma in the gun on a 3rd in California, as they say in the business.
And another loss there, chalked up, as Roma will obviously pass here on this down, and they're going to throw the ball up. It'll be a head-to-head competition. And on the coverage, number 26, Felix Garcia, not exactly the man that I wouldn't want to pick on. If I was going to try to burn the Jackets on a play like that, it was just pretty much a quarterback laid it up there, and I think he was just going to try to let his receiver jump for it on a jump ball, but the ball was just clearly overthrown, and it'll bring up a 4th down here. Now, interesting to see, as the ball is spotted at the 25-yard line, they are going to go for it. A 4th in California. They can get a 1st down, but they need to get to the 2-yard line for that. As the ball at the 25, quarterback back to pass, throws it deep into the end zone, and that ball is... Oh, man. That ball was over the head of both the receiver, even the secondary man, as a late flag flies in. And, I got to say that was uncatchable. I mean, not even the secondary for the Jackets, who had the advantage over the receiver, could have caught that.
Oh, well. Oh, it was against the Gladiators. It has declined.
Okay. I was going to say, because number three on the coverage, Joseph Garcia, was tripped up. And they're saying that it was a offensive pass interference. But even at that, it was still not catchable. I don't think that was a good call at all. But despite even though it was against the yellow, against the Gladiators, but nonetheless, the Yellow Jackets do decline the penalty and will take possession, first and 10 from the 25-yard line. Here with 6 minutes and 12 seconds remaining in the second quarter, your score at Calchosa 27, Roma 0.
Jackets in the spread.
Getting a report here from EE Powerhouse. Mercedes is losing? Really? Quick bubble pass to Alex Cisneros for the Yellow Jackets. Struggling to get some yards there. Passes the line of scrimmage. Maybe picked up a couple. As it'll bring up a second and about seven from the 27-yard line.
Yeah, Jack is using a lot of those bubble quick game. Seem content with doing that. Have thrown the ball downfield a few times, but have mainly used that, as they call it, dink and dunk strategy so far, and very effectively. Spread formation, two receivers on each side. Motion to Trips. Could be a jet sweep. It is.
Reverse. Oh, fumble. We got a fumble. Bicicero still managed to pick the ball up, and he has a lot of room to run. Great block there by Artie Tanguma. And may be close enough, or may have gotten enough yards for the first down. It'll all depend on the spot there. Yeah, he dropped the fumbled the ball there and still managed to pick it up and run with the ball and still gain some yards there. Obviously, the defense for the Gladiators fooled beyond beyond belief there.
A little confusion with the chain. Oh, they're measuring. Appears to be short by a few inches.
Report coming in here from the Laredo Cigaroa Cal Allen game. Laredo Cigaroa 14, Cal Allen 7. With 5 minutes remaining in the second quarter, I don't believe it. Mercedes update. Mercedes up 21. To 20 over La Jolla. Well, the measurement appears to have been short. It'll bring up a third and inches for the Yellow Jackets.
Very short. Probably see a quarterback sneak here. No, a handoff.
On the carry, number 21, Brandon Martinez. And, you know, I got to give a lot of credit to Brandon Martinez as far as the style of runner that he is. He is he's not the kind of runner that's going to beat you on speed, but he's the type of runner that will lower his shoulders and run over you. And see, the thing is, the reason I give him credit is because he's a small guy. And we just haven't had one of those backs in a really long time, a guy that will lower his shoulders and run over you. As the Jackets on first and 10 from the 41-yard line drop back to pass. And had a receiver open, number 12, Jesse Halomo, but the ball was just a bit overthrown as Halomo unable to get underneath it, and the ball will fall incomplete. We'll bring up a second down and 10. 4 minutes and 21 seconds remaining here as the Jackets look to score once again for the fifth consecutive time.
Spread formation. Two receivers on each side.
Nino back to pass. It appears to be a screen. And unable to handle the ball was Roger Garcia. He looked like he might have had some room to run with it.
Nino got hurt. Garcia had all kinds of green in front of him if he had managed to catch the pass. But the Roma defensive line putting all kinds of pressure on Nino, although it was a screen, so... Perhaps
it was a late developing screen. You notice it. Oh, it looked like he... Well, I don't know. Well, nonetheless, it'll bring up a 3rd and 10 here. Still ball marked at the 41-yard line. And Nino, shotgun formation. Bunch formation to the right as Roger goes in formation. Goes in motion and has Tanguma wide open for the first down and some. He runs over one player. Gets to about the 41-yard line.
Well, Mr. Lane and competing with you for nicknames here apparently didn't get the memo of the.
Yeah, it was. It's Artie the Sasquatch Tanguma. No, I'm just kidding. We will not refer to Tanguma as a Sasquatch. That is demeaning towards all Sasquatches out there. 15-yard pickup there for Tanguma. Good enough for the first down. 1st and 10 from the 45-yard line. As once again, Nino will just air the ball out to number 11, Smiley Morales, but the ball just not on target as it will fall safely incomplete. 3 minutes and 59 seconds remaining here in the second quarter.
We apologize for not being able to get clear view at this moment. There is a big partition in our way here of the window, so it's very hard to track the passes. We're doing the best we can. But that was an incomplete post route there, decently covered by the Gladiators. It is 2nd and 10. Oh, sorry. It is 2nd and 10 for the Jackets.
And this time a screen from a wide receiver screen appears to be effective for number 12, Jesse Halomo. And that's the first time we've seen that wide receiver screen, but it is the 3rd screen attempt of the night for the Jackets. Obviously, both attempts unsuccessful, both previous attempts unsuccessful until this one.
3rd and short for the Jackets. It's only 3rd and 1 from the Gladiator 36-yard line. Probably see the slot formation here, and we do. Could be going to number 20, as it has been going into all these short yardage situations so far to the slot side. Let's see if they stay true to that mantra. Motion. And it is, it's the keeper.
Nino dancing around. And Nino will pick up the first down on the 3rd down play. As the clock stops with 3 minutes and 4 seconds, ball will be spot at the 30-yard line. And Nino, obviously being the man to bear the load so far, as he brings a total of 180 yards of total offense on his own. Trips formation to the left. Nino on an option play.
Nice heel block by Tanguma.
And Nino apparently not too pleased there. It was an option play, and it looked like he was giving the signal to Roger to not wait for the option, take off in front of him and lead block.
Nice seal block there by Artie Tanguma. Allow Nino to get to the outside easily.
It'll bring up a 2nd down and about 4. From the 24-yard line. Handoff to Alex Cisneros, who is pushed for enough yardage.
Yeah, when you tackle the guy, you don't want him to fall that far forward. About 5 yards after the tackle, it looks like, by Cisneros. Down to the Gladiator 16-yard line, where we'll be 1st and 10. Jackets trying to put one more in with 1:55 remaining in the first half. And appears poised to do so. Spread formation for the Jackets. Two receivers on each side.
Nino back to pass. Lays it up there for Tanguma, who's going to outjump everyone and bring that down for the easy touchdown. With 1 minute and 29 seconds remaining in the second quarter, Tanguma getting his first touchdown of the night. once again, it is looking just too easy here for the Yellow Jackets. As I think the Roma Gladiators at that point where they're just running out of things to do. They don't know what to do.
I don't know. Will we possibly see the clock run in the second half? Or
I don't know. Well, the ball is lined up. It is kicked. It is up, and it is good. Miguel Garcia making this a 34-0 game in favor of the Ed Cal Chelsea Yellow Jackets. Well, we'll use this as an opportunity to take a quick pause. You are listening to Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio.
Baseball, football, basketball, soccer. Even if we had swimming or underwater basket weaving, we would cover it on EEJackets.com.
Can't make the big Yellow Jacket game this weekend? Don't worry. Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio has you covered. Working in conjunction with EEJackets.com, Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio is working to broadcast all the big Ed Cal Chelsea sporting events over the internet. Visit www.eejackets.com for the latest internet broadcasting schedule.
We are back here live at Majestic Yellow Jacket Stadium. 1 minute and 29 seconds remaining here as Miguel Garcia is set to kick off after the Yellow Jacket touchdown. Ball is kicked to about the 10-yard line, and number 25 with the carry and will be driven out of bounds near the 25-yard line. And penalty flags will fly out as it appeared to have been a late hit out of bounds on the Jackets.
Yeah, and just a silly, undisciplined play there, which you don't want to see heading into the postseason.
Well, you know, you teach these kids on the kickoff team to be very aggressive. You know, a lot of them are kamikazes. You know, they're trying to burst through that line to try to make a tackle. And a lot of times, especially with plays like that where you have kids running up hard, They lose track of where the sideline is at, and a lot of times they do make those late hits unintentionally. But nonetheless, regardless of whether it's intentional or not, the penalty will stand. It will take the Gladiators 15 yards further, so their drive will start 1st and 10 from the 40.
Gladiators trying to get something positive to go their way before the half. Staying with the empty formation. Again, the bubble, which they have had some moderate success with so far. Breaks a tackle.
A pair of poor tackle attempts by the Yellow Jackets.
Number 8 or 9? 8.
Allows the ball carry for the Gladiators.
Big gain. I don't know if the Jackets are in some kind of prevent. Perhaps they are, but they gave up a big underneath game, gain. 22 yards, to be exact.
Reports and coming from the JV coaching squad, Coach George Franco out there at scouting. Cal Allen 14, Laredo Nixon 14, second quarter with 3 minutes remaining. Toluso over Nixon 14-0 at this point.
So thanks could to be those guys. A reunion of sorts possible next week when Toluso Midway, led by Coach Sendekar.
Yeah.
Facing his own squad here against the Jackets.
1st and 10 from the 38. Appears to be a handoff. Breaks through the line. Poor tackling by number 18, Isaac Prado, and it's going to be a Roma touchdown from 38 yards out.
Excuse me there, Perry. They appear to use that Wildcat formation.
35 or 25.
Did
you
run it in?
Yes. Touchdown. 25.
They use that Wildcat formation. That's all the rage these days. Even in the NFL, you see the Miami Dolphins where you put the running back in the quarterback position and out of a shotgun formation, and he just kept the ball and took it all the way. So Roma finally gets something positive to go their way, although it may be a case of too little, too late. It's now 34-6 with the extra point remaining.
Well, could you say that the Jackets have been using that Wildcat formation all season long?
In a way, yes, but technically Nino is a quarterback, so I guess technically no.
Well, the Gladiators with the PAT attempt up and good, so they managed to remove the big goose egg from the scoreboard. So with 1 minute and 1 second remaining here in the Second quarter, your score, 34-7.
So right now, my 56-14 prediction looking pretty good so far.
Well, we'll take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to It Gout Chelsea Sports Radio.
While you enjoy the game, JBR Digital Imaging is hard at work bringing you all the up-close and personal snapshots of Ed Couch Chelsea football. Visit eejackets.com/JBR to access JBR Digital's .photo account, which ultimately will allow you to see snapshots of tonight's game as well as others. Oh, there he goes again. JBR Digital Imaging, a proud sponsor of Ed Couch Chelsea Sports Radio.
EEJackets.com, your number one sports authority for everything Ed Couch Elsa.
We are back here, and after the Roma touchdown, the Gladiators are set to kick off to the Yellow Jackets with 1 minute remaining, and the ball is going to be squib kicked. Number 12, Jesse Halomo, unable to get it, as the ball will continue to bounce to number 32, Roger Garcia, who will run through the left side of the line. Does have a little seam, breaks the 30 to the 40. One man to beat. Nice blocks in front, and he is unable to beat that man as he had two blockers in front, and neither one of them could block the one man that needed to be blocked.
Nice play by 52 of the Gladiators. Never gave up, despite, yeah, you say, having two black jerseys coming right at him.
Yeah, the Jackets with two lead blockers in that play and just unable to take care of the one man that they needed to take care of. But nonetheless, a really good return as the ball will be spot in Gladiator territory from the 42-yard line. Here with 47 seconds, I am without a doubt positive that Solis will try to put another touchdown on the board before the half. As Nino drops back to pass, has plenty of time to throw, unleashes it to number 11, Ismael Morales, who is just going to be unable to hang on to it. Looks like the defender might have had a hand in his face, but nonetheless, it looks like it. You know, she should have caught that.
Well, it was as you said, well defended, but he did definitely have a shot to catch that pass. Nino kind of hurrying, although after incomplete pass, the clock stops, so it's really unnecessary. But I guess they want to get some kind of rhythm going here. Empty formation. I have to figure Nino's going to keep the ball here and just take off with it. That would be my guess. No, he does throw it, so I would have guessed wrong.
Number 32, Roger on the reception, got a run out of bounds, and may have gotten enough yards for the first down. As the
ball goes to the 30,
it will be called a first down. 33 seconds remaining here as Nino once again with a no huddle. And you know, this is, you know, it may not be that he needs it. It's just a good exercise to practice your 2 minute
right.
Nino back to pass, runs up the middle, decides to keep it, and manages to gain some really big yards there before he's finally pushed out of bounds at the 10-yard line.
Yeah, rushing three against Nino is just not going to get the job done. I know they want to do a prevent defense, but I would be more, my priority would be preventing Nino from running all the way to the end zone if I was Roma. Which is going to happen if you rush three.
And, Roma still with a three-man front. And I'm you're right. Look at that hole there on the left side of the defense. No, Nino's going to drop back to pass. Completes it to Roger Garcia, who's going to try to fight his way in. Does pick up close to about... And yells there coming from the crowd. It's got a little arouse there. I guess a late little push by a Gladiator.
Ball spotted at the 3-yard line. Jackets take a timeout. They still have two remaining, which so those will not be a factor, it appears, in this half.
And 10 seconds remaining here in the second quarter as the Yellow Jackets have, who started this drive at about the 45-yard line, have managed to take it down to the 3-yard line here with 10 seconds remaining. Well, with this timeout, I will remind you that you are listening to Ed Cal Chelsea, a sports radio.
Beep, 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 beep
football, basketball, soccer. Even if we had swimming or underwater basket weaving, we would cover it on EEJackets.com.
We are back here, 10 seconds. Nino in a passing formation, open set, as we have a motion. Four receivers to the left, one receiver to the right, no back in the backfield. Nino back to pass, Astanguma in the end zone with an easy slant for a touchdown.
Wow, the defender there breaking the cardinal rule of red zone secondary play, which is you never give the receiver the inside no matter what.
And, you know, once Astanguma got the inside, he has such a massive, such a mammoth, such a behemoth size that corner unable to kind of make a way around him to try to block that ball. So that will be Tanguma's second touchdown, if I'm not mistaken, of the night, as the Yellow Jackets will line up for the PAT. And Miguel Garcia, who does have one attempt blocked, will make his seventh attempt of the night. And it will be good. Your score, with 6 seconds remaining, is 41-7 in favor of your Yellow Jackets.
Baseball, football, basketball, soccer. Even if we had swimming or underwater basket weaving, we would cover it on EEJackets.com.
You're listening to Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio, home of La Máquina Amarilla.
And we are back here with 6 seconds remaining in the first half. The Jackets are expected to kick off here.
Ball will be kicked deep. Caught about the 10-yard line. And, oh, almost a break there in the coverage. Watch out for the horse collar. Joseph Garcia there with the
and
tackle.
That concludes the first half with the Jackets with a commanding 41-7 lead over the Gladiators. And not really much to say other than this was just total domination.
Total domination. You know, I am a little disappointed because I didn't expect the... Well, I shouldn't say disappointed. I'm a little surprised. I didn't expect the Jacket offense to gel this well. As you mentioned earlier, they are just putting up the points at will without much of a threat, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, we do not know any of my staff or any of their players, but from my perception, from up here, it kind of looks just like a team just waiting to get the season over with. They are clearly out of the postseason. And they just appear that they just want to get over with. They just kind of going through the motions, as they say. Again, I do not know that for a fact, but just the way it looks up here, that's my opinion.
Okay, well, any final comments that you'd like to add before we take a quick pause here for halftime?
No, I do that. Everything seems okay.
That was very moving and touching and very inspiring.
Well, I think that emotion kind of matches this game.
All right. Well, we will go ahead and enjoy the halftime show as the Roma Gladiator Band will take the field first. And this may be the highlight of tonight's. Going out to Linda 20. I'm sure you will enjoy the band for tonight's festivities. As I mentioned earlier, besides the, I believe the junior high band for the Yellow Jackets is scheduled to play today, as well as the junior high mariachi. So that should be rather interesting to see how that goes. But without further ado, we'll go ahead and enjoy the halftime show. You are listening to Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio.
While you enjoy the game, JBR Digital Imaging is hard at work bringing you all the up-close and personal action shots of Ed Calchelsa football. Visit eejackets.com/JBR. to access JBR Digital's .photo account, which ultimately will allow you to see action shots of tonight's game as well as others. Oh, There he goes again. JBR Digital Imaging, a proud sponsor of Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio.